wife and I...
Wife? Johnny, you hurt?
Of course, you pump your own water and plow and get blisters on your hands.
I don't mind blisters. Jane, do you think...
Of course.
Sure.
Very sure. If it's with you...
Then you can have a human name, not a name with a number. I'm Bob. Bob Thomas.
All right, Bob. What do we do now?
Well, I've got your escape from the city all planned. We go down...
What's that? Who's there?
The mine police.
Electronic men. The robot mine police. Use the visor signal. Let me see you.
All electronics disrupted here. Open for inspection.
Better open up. All right.
Remove device. Causing difficulty.
Oh, that's just anonymous.
Remove it.
Sure, sure. Take it down, will you, Bob?
How's that?
Satisfactory. You, guards 2 and 3, investigate other apartments. I will stay. This apartment under protection.
Other apartments. We go.
I will enter.
Johnny, start the device again.
What?
Good work, huh?
You know, Bob has been giving the electronic men fits. Well, so these are our new friends, eh?
Johnny 212, Jane 16, meet Ralph 98.
Hello?
What?
Very much a human being, Johnny. Don't look so surprised. Take off your thin mask and voice box, Ralph. Ralph's one of the best. Our top spy in Mech City.
Bob, we've got to work fast before the electronics men get back. Bob, things look bad. I think Morton's experiments for the master mechanical brain are succeeding.
What? Experiments? For years, Morton's been working to produce electronic men that can make other electronic men.
But why?
Why? Because the master mechanical brain can control electronic men, absolutely. Humans rebel, like you two. If you had children, what little rebels they'd be.
The master mechanical brain had denied marriage permits to everybody, except readjusted humans.
Yeah, who might just as well be machines.
No marriages, no human children. But electronic men that can reproduce their kind, and bingo, a complete machine civilization. With a master as ruler.
And once the experiments are a definite success, the master will liquidate the human.
Oh, no.
Pogrom, just... Oh, I've read of such things, but centuries ago.
Bob, let's get them out of here.
All right, let's...
Open mind police.
The electronic men are back.
Take us now, they'll readjust us forcibly.
Oh, well, what do we do?
Help me get the metal head mask on. And the voice box, too.
There, it's on.
Find out I'm human.
Oh. Open door. Electronic man in there.
Why did they come back? Oh, Johnny, I'm frightened.
Bob, you said you had an escape.
I have, but first, Ralph, this is for you.
Bob, you struck your friend.
It was a trick. We're betrayed.
Open.
Open the door, Johnny, and rush the electronic man. They won't be expecting violence.
All right. All right,
let up, Johnny. Let up. They're both out of commission. Jane.
Here.
Are you all right?
Come on. Head for the emergency chute. Well, we made it. Where are we? The sewers.
Sewers? Oh.
They haven't been used since the Atom War. They were used as bomb shelters, lined with lead for protection against neutron penetration. Now, even the master's electronic scanner can't find us. Now, let's get moving.
Yeah.
Watch that rubble.
So, Ralph tried to trick us, eh?
I never thought he would do that.
He didn't.
Yeah, but you said...
I shouted he betrayed it, so the electronic men would hear and go on believing he was one of them. Knocked out by those vicious renegades.
Hey, that's right. We're Rennies now.
Well, why bother to fool the electronic men? Why didn't Ralph just come with us?
He's needed in Mech City. Without Ralph, we'd have never known about Morton's experiments with a master mechanical brain.
And you really think if Morton gets electronic men that can produce others, he'll kill off all the humans?
All but the few that Morton will spare for his own aids and desires. It's a logical thing. Master mechanical brain is supremely logical. We'll have subjects at its absolute command. Careful, Mrs.
Oh, yeah.
The electronic men act only on impulses the master sends out. They'll act with machine-like logic. They won't fall in love.
Like us.
Disrupt any of Morton's plans for a perfect machine state.
Doesn't this tunnel ever end?
Soon. Duck.
Oh, ouch!
You didn't duck in time.
Ducked, all right. I just unducked too quick. Bob, there's the light ahead.
The end of the tunnel. Hurry.
Yeah. They're more beautiful than the pictures.
You don't see them under Mech City's dome.
What's that funny smell?
To quote an ancient joke, Johnny, that's fresh air.
Huh? Hey, I like it. How do you make it?
Johnny, this is real air, fresh air, as nature made it.
Huh? And this is real grass, not synthetic?
And those noises, like a chorus.
Cricket? Frog, night bird.
It's a whole new world.
As a matter of fact, it's a very old one. Here, slip into these capes.
They're cold.
Yeah, they're lead mesh. Master scanners can't pick them up and trace us and have a blast ray cut us down.
Oh, Johnny, I'm scared.
You can still turn back. They can say I kidnapped you.
Go back to Mech City? No.
Where Johnny goes, I go.
You sure?
Very sure.
Then follow me. We're only about 10 minutes' walk to the caves where I have a jet car we'll take to my farm.
Oh, I'm so tired.
Well, in an hour, you'll be asleep in a feather bed. A real feather bed. Pumping water.
Hey, look, I got my first blister.
This is wonderful. I just can't get over the realness of things. Your wife served me some milk. Real milk this morning. She's a remarkable woman, Bob.
So she tells me.
Taking in strangers, making us at home.
Well, she's a pioneer woman, new century style. Is Jane up yet?
Of course I'm up. I've been helping Martha cook. Just imagine, Johnny, she actually cooks. Biscuits and if those men want to eat what I cook, tell them come and get it, and tell that young man of yours to bring that water in if he's going to wash up for breakfast.
How do you like that? I get my hands dirty pumping water just so I can wash in the water I pumped.
We're coming, Martha.
Meal. Martha, you're a wonder.
We raise all our own food.
Real food, Johnny, not synthetic.
I raised that bacon from a shoat. The old sow, too.
Bob's a great hand for the animals. He better be, with 6 mouths to feed.
What? 6? Less than 4 kids. 3 boys and a girl. Believe me, 4 growing kids can eat.
Well, where are they? Away.
Martha always sends them away when I go to Mech City. She's got a notion those trips are dangerous.
They are. The Master Mechanical Brain and Morton don't like you snatching their humans. Someday.
Oh, nonsense.
Wait, it isn't nonsense, Bob. You took a big chance for us.
Yes, but why? Why risk all this happiness just for people like us? People you don't even know, because he feels you're worth it. I think you are, too. And I'm for Bob and all the people he can help. But I'm still afraid.
So you send the kid to safety and let him go and...
And wait for him to come back.
Even though I'm glad you got us out, Bob, you haven't the right to take those chances.
Once the master mechanical brain has absolute control, you don't think we'll be safe, do you? As one great American said centuries ago, this union cannot long endure half slave and half free. And that's still true, even if that slavery is benevolent.
Yes. The master is generous. It gave us everything, except happiness.
You really think it will come after you?
As soon as that slimy excuse for a human being, Morton, perfects the electronic men who can produce other men, the master robots will be after us like a shot. Well, that reminds me, it's about time for Morton's morning televox. We don't get the visual part out here, but we can hear Morton. We'll see if there's any mention of your exodus.
And in this brutal fight, a band of renegades snatched two humans.
Hey,
however, the master mechanical brain offers all renegades the opportunity to enjoy the peace and happiness of Mech City. Notice to all renegades, all crimes against Mech City will be forgiven if you surrender now for readjustment.
Readjustment?
If not, the master mechanical brain will be forced to make readjustment at a distance.
Morton never dared to make a threat like that before.
Shut it off. I can't stand that cold, inhuman voice.
No, let's hear what he has to say.
No.
Can he do anything?
Who knows what that man can plan with a master mechanical brain? He's got weapons, if that's what you mean.
Bob, someone's coming.
It's Ralph.
Bob, get to the cave, quick.
Why are you here?
Had to get away. Morton suspects. Ordered tests. All electronic men. But that's not the worst, Bob. The master mechanical brain is turning destroyer waves on all the Rennie farms that you locate.
So this is it. Quick, everybody to the bomb cave. Martha, you lead the way. I'll save what I can.
Don't take a chance, Bob. We started with nothing and we can start again. But not without you.
Well, can I? Martha's right. Get to the cave.
No, hold! Why?
I think Morton's success with the electronic men is a cause, Bob.
He's so sure. I'd help the humans in Mech City. Ralph, we gotta go there and warn them.
Oh, no, Bob, please.
Here, step behind those bushes. There's a cave in back of them.
In here?
Yeah. The cave is lead lined.
If you go back, Bob, I'm going with you.
What's that? The destroyer away.
Gone,
like that.
That mechanical devil.
I'll take the master apart two by two, bolt by bolt.
Martha, get on the cave signal system. Alert all the Rennies. Tell the kids I love them. We're going back.
Ralph? Sure, I'm going.
Johnny?
You mean you're going to try to destroy the master mechanical brain?
That's right. The time has come. We can't wait any longer.
But, Bob, even if you succeed, even if you're not killed first, you'll paralyze Mech City. No food, no water, no air. How will they live?
Unless we destroy the masters, they won't live at all. For the rest, men lived once before without machines. They can do it again.
Well, Johnny, 212.
No number anymore. I'll come.
I'm going, too, with
no.
Johnny.
No, you stay with Martha.
Martha has something to stay for, children. I've only got you, Johnny.
No, Jane. You stay with...
Take her with you, Johnny. I know what she needs.
We've got to hurry.
Bob, if you don't come back...
I'll come back with a master mechanical brain in broken pieces.
Oh, of course you will. I'll tell the others.
Let's go.
Bob.
Martha, I'll be back.
You must come back. You must. You must.
Underneath the building.
You lead the way, Ralph.
Right.
Bob. Yes, here they are. Look. Now, should we be at the master's level? Here. Watch out.
If I'm any smaller.
Jane, are you all right?
Oh, good.
Jane, you stay back. Behind us.
Ready?
The door, Ralph. Regiments of soldiers marching out. They're getting orders from the next room. We've got to stop them.
Let's go. Come on. Don't let them see us. We can't stop that man. Our job is to get the master and stop them forever.
Because they are humans. For too many centuries, machines have been the servants. Now they will be the masters. Machines will be the world. The master will destroy humans, and the machines will be supreme. All except me. Me, Martin.
You.
It talked back to me. You heard it? It talked back.
Centered in the master mechanical brain. Everything will stop now. The electronic men, the killings, and the automatic security.
Jane, sit close. Hold on to my arm.
It's all over.
That depends on how you look at it, Jane. For humans, for people, it's all just starting again.
But Mech City destroyed. The whole civilization ruined.
No, Johnny, no. The two things aren't the same. It's true that Mech City is destroyed. But
Civilization is something more than machines and apparatus. That's something I learned when I joined the Rennies. Civilizations aren't built, are built on dreams and made secure, not by efficiency, but by dedication. Johnny, Jane, you, and all the others who are alive today will soon learn that the pursuit of happiness, the desire to be with those you love, to think and act in freedom as men, that's the true meaning of civilization. That's what makes us human beings in the image of God.
Next week, another exciting drama on 2000 Plus, When the World Met. You've heard about the men from Mars. Ever wondered what they'll look like? Ever thought what would happen if the Martians came? Well, listen next week and you'll find out. 2000 Plus is produced by Sherman H. Dreyer and Robert Gwen Olsen. In today's story, Ken Williams played Johnny, Charlotte Manson played Jane, Joseph Julian was Bob, Hester Sondergaard was Martin, Arnold Robertson was Morton, and Sanford Bickert was Ralph. The orchestra was conducted by Emerson Buckley, music composed by Elliot Jacoby. Script by Donald Stapleton, sound by Walt Schaefer and Al Layton. Engineer, Bob Albright. This is Bob Emmerich speaking.